And after you have more maturity on your task, you can add new creatives to your campaign. And after you add new creatives to your campaign, you can test, for example, different types of campaigns. So I think is a process that you start with the most simple one, that would be the optimization using the A/B test of the Google Ads. And then you start to evolve for mutual campaigns, working together, and then start to improve the insights that you acquire from that. And of course, you cannot use the insights only on the campaigns. You can use after on your products, and then combine it, the experimentation over the campaign with, for example, experimentation on a landing page, on a app sign up process. I think that this is the key for maximize your results.
Hello and welcome to Experiment Nation's podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bonford. Today is an exciting day as we will be having a chat with John about how we could use the optimization process to design experiments on ad networks like Google Ads. Very interesting. John is a CRO specialist for Rey do Pitaco and has been for 2 years. John, would you like to tell me more about yourself and your journey to becoming a CRO specialist?
Yes. Basically, my background is on software development. I started my career on a public company here in Brazil, the company that supplies water for the population. And after that, I started to work with projects. And after projects, I started to work with Lean. And then I became a project manager for a consulting company. And inside this consulting company, one of my projects, they involved a CRO agent that was working with the company to provide some benefits for a customer. And then I started to learn about CRO, what is CRO, how the process involved on CRO, in CRO, mainly looking for the project inside this customer. And after that, I started to study growth and started to follow a few growth hackers and understand a little bit more about the experiment programs, and then started my career as a CRO.
That's amazing. That's a long journey, but you got there. What amazed you with the CRO process is that do you find it like really interesting that you're like, nah, I'm not gonna do software, you know, development anymore or project management, I'll go CRO. What made the switch?
Basically, what makes me feel most comfortable about the CRO is the fact that you can combine the human behavior studies with the marketing, with the technology. I'm a tech guy, I like technology, but I like to provide benefits for the people. I don't like to work, for example, in back-end applications. No, I like to be there developing a product for the people. And CRO provided me a lot of insights of how improve this construction of new apps or softwares. And then, I don't know, I think it was what makes me choose for this area was this possibility to be working on a technical area. But of course, with this human background involved all the time. So I like to say that what we do is art. We stay on a sharp line using our logical process, but we are still doing art. And I like what I most like is about CRO is this possibility to be doing this creative process and also using the technology.
I love how you put it, because I'm thinking of CRO as when you're playing music, because when you play music, it is kind of like technical and creative at the same time. And CRO for me is kind of like the perfect balance of creative and technical. So I love how you put it. I'm actually curious about the topic that we're going to talk about today. Can you further expand on how we could use, like, do you have like a dot point system on how we can use design experiments in the optimization process and help ad networks like Google Ads or other ad networks like probably Bing or Facebook Ads, etc.?
Yes, basically the principles of CRO are the same. You are doing a test inside an ad network, but the principles are the same. The difference is that you have a a few extra problems to solve. For example, you don't have control of how the ad network is gonna escalate or not your ads, and you cannot be so sure of how many people are going to see, to be touched by your ad. So you need to get a few steps back, and then you start to design your program. I think the most difficult part is that nowadays everyone is using the AIs to improve the performance of their campaigns. So you don't have much control of your segmentation. It's very complicated to be inside this kind of ad networks without all that control that we are using. For example, when you are performing an experiment on your website, on your app, you can do the segmentation. You can have a great insight of how many people are going to be there. You know your traffic. So on the ad networks, you don't know. So we develop a few strategies to be ahead of these problems. And basically to start... Oh,
that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yes, basically to start your experimentation over these ad networks, I like to split over two kinds of tests. I have a test that you perform in the optimization over an ad that you have already used on the ad network and in new ads. So it's important to split on these two categories to start your program over where you can be more productive, where you can have better results. So I like to start improving the ads that you have. You already have data and you have users being touched by the ad. So, and after that, you start to develop your new creatives. You can set up a budget, for example, for new creatives, not to, of course, to minimize the risks of this operation. And then you can start producing your new ads based on the knowledge you acquire, perform optimization over the ads you have already running on the ad networks.
So you're basically creating two campaigns, but the first part is to optimize the existing campaign. And then whatever you learn from that existing campaign, you create another campaign in parallel with the other existing campaign and run it and see which one works better. Is that what you're...
Yeah, it depends, for example, of how much money you are investing on the ad network. Sometimes sometimes you can do the test inside the same campaign with different creatives inside the same campaign. Of course, the better would be to have a test campaign isolated from your main campaigns to avoid risks, to avoid losing much money when you are only testing your new creatives. But in some cases, the customer doesn't have a big budget, so you need to use the same campaign over to test new ads and to improve your already running ads.
That's a good point. So if in case, let's say I'm an optimizer or a Google Ads specialist, what would be the advice? Like, for example, it's my first time testing. How would you explain to me the optimization process and how I can do the A/B testing on the Google Ad platform, let's say?
Okay, first you need to look for your previous ads. I don't have an historical of previous ads. Okay, so you start from zero, you start to run in your campaign, and then you look for the creatives that have most impact over your customers, because it's impossible to change the way the channel works. So you need to work in the way the channel is working for you. So you need to look for your ads and try to estimate how many ads you can test, how many variants of each ads you can test during that escalate that you have with this budget you are testing. So you need to look for your results, and then you can estimate how many tests you can perform and the time window for the test to be conclusive. So first you need to run the campaigns and try to estimate what we call the key factor of the campaign. That is the elasticity of the campaign, of how much money you need to apport and how many users are being impacted with these ads, because it varies from business, from each kind of business. Now you have different bids, so you need to understand first how your channel is working. And after you understand how your channel is working, it's much easier for you to visualize where you can perform the optimization. And this first optimization would be using the A/B tests of the Google platform. You can use the A/B tests to optimize the creatives that you have most successful with. So I think start with this is the best to start your experimentation. And after you have more maturity on your tests, you can add new creatives to your campaign. And after you add new creatives to your campaign, you can test, for example, different types of campaigns. So I think is a process that you start with the most simple one, that would be the optimization using the A/B tests of the Google Ads. And then you start to evolve for mutual campaigns working together, and then start to improve the insights that you acquire from that. And of course, you cannot use the insights only on the campaigns. You can use after on your products, and then combine the experimentation over the campaign with, for example, experimentation on a landing page, on a app sign up process. I think that this is the key for maximize your results.
This is Roma Santiago from Experiment Nation. Every week, we share interviews with and conference sessions by our favorite conversion rate optimizers from around the world. So if you like this video, smash that like button and consider subscribing. It helps us a bunch. Now back to the episode.
So after the let's say experimentation, how would so obviously, like with A/B testing, you'd be able to know based on the number of conversions, right? And so if I'm, again, like, for example, you're talking to someone who doesn't know about, or I have Google Ads or experience, but I haven't done A/B testing, and you have gone through this optimization process, how would I analyze the data and say that, okay, these conversions are good, but are these good conversions, or are these quality leads, etc.? Like, what would your advice be for that?
Great question. Basically, when you are performing a CRO experimentation on a website, you evaluate your traffic and your conversion. On the ads campaign, you need to evaluate the impressions that you have on your creative, and then the conversion. Of course, you cannot look for all the metrics. Sometimes I saw teams that were getting messed because they are trying to look for all the metrics. They are, let's use a metrics kit. And inside this metrics kit, they have retention over 30 days, retention over 90 days, first deposit, first conversion, a lot of metrics. No, I think it's better for you to use only two metrics. A metric that will define the success of the experiment, that pretty much will be the conversions over the impressions. And then a secondary metrics that you need to evaluate, that I call trade-off metric. A metric that you don't have to be improving these metrics, but it's good to look for, avoid, for example, the false conversions. So you need to look, for example, I started to look, for example, the first metric, the metric that's going to define the success would be the conversion. And the second metric would be the retention over 30 days, for example. It's according to the business, to how your product is. So basically, I look to these two metrics, one to define the success of the experiment, and the other only to control and to avoid this misunderstanding with the fake conversions. And sometimes you induce the users to perform something, to perform a sign-up process, but they aren't the good users for your product. They aren't the best fit for your product. So you need to look for two metrics. One metric to define the success of the experiment. Another metric, it's a trade-off metric. It's something that you don't want to improve. It's not the main goal of your optimization, but you are checking to avoid this kind of situations. But only two metrics. I think more than two metrics, I've seen cases of people were using 15 metrics. And 15 metrics, of course, when you are Yeah, when you are performing a test, one of these metrics will have a negative impact, and it sometimes is make harder for you to take the decisions.
I agree on that one. Define at least the three KPIs, or at least 2 to 3, and then base your decision on there. Now, the question I have is, for example, the Google Ads person has gone through this lengthy process of optimization, doing A-B testing analysis and all that. And if in case the variation one, which is usually the first variation, one, it may be a huge change from one campaign to another. I'm not sure because I haven't I have done A-B testing with Google Ads before, but that was around a year and a half ago. Things may have changed. So if in case another like creative sets of different sets of headlines and all that, would I, if I'm the Google Ads specialist, do I have to recreate another campaign to reflect the winning variation?
It's not necessary. For example, from what I understand of what you said, you have different results with different types of campaigns. And sometimes you need to define what's the best campaign for your business. In the past, we used a lot, for example, the awareness campaigns. But nowadays, as I said, with the AI optimization of the campaigns, it's hard to have a profit over an awareness campaign. So you need to first, before you start your experiment process, you need to define what are the best campaign types for your business. And sometimes, for example, when you use awareness campaign, the conversion criteria will be different. So you need to perform your tests evaluating the criteria conversions of that specific campaigns. So using that kind of way to think, you avoid, for example, this kind of problem that you have a creative that was performing amazing good on a kind of campaign. When you change, it's not the best ad for that kind of campaign. So I like to focus on a few kinds of campaigns and then perform the optimization inside that campaigns. So you won't be changing the way the campaigns according to your ads. No, you first define your campaign structure and then you perform the tests. So you minimize this effect of changing the structure. And of course, different channels also are important too. Sometimes you test something for Facebook that doesn't work on Google Ads. And what I think it's valuable to understand this is really focus on where your ad is being displayed. Think a lot about the user experience. Sometimes it's an ad that your user going to spend at least 5 seconds looking for the ads. And sometimes, no, sometimes you have a more gap when user needs to, for example, roll a screen and pass for your ad. So all these kind of details of the user experience of where your ads are being displayed, I think helps you to understand what works better for each channel and for each campaign structure.
That's a good explanation. Really, it is. It saves all the hard work, you know. The other question I have is, if I want to do A-B testing with Google Ads, are there any criteria that I have to look for before I can say like, oh yeah, we're ready for A-B testing?
Yes. First, you need to perform the project of your test, and you need to evaluate, for example, how many impressions you are having on each kind of ads you have inside your campaign. And after you do this first analysis, then you can start to understand where are the creatives where you can be successful testing, and how many time you're going to need to spend testing on each one of these creatives. So it's a work that you have to do first. You need to analyze all your campaign structure. And sometimes you need to change your budget distribution in order to help the test experimentation process to have more velocity, for example. And then after you do this setup, you are prepared for actually running the A-B test. If you don't do this kind of analysis before, what happens is that you have most of your tests as inconclusive tests. So it's an effort that doesn't provide results for you or for your team. So you need first to assure that you have the minimum impressions on each ad and the minimum of conversions to have a statistically significant result. This is what you have to do first. And then after you have this structure, you start the tests.
What's the minimum impression and what's the minimum conversions? Is there any like threshold or minimum minimum number that you have that you would advise?
We don't have a specific number because it depends of your, for example, your business. Basically, when you are working with B2C, I can say for my last customers, when you are working with B2C, you need to look for your conversion rate. And then you can estimate how many impressions. As you do the estimatives for traffic that you need for moving a specific metric, you need to perform this analysis to understand inside the channels. But the metrics you are looking at are the conversions and the impressions. And then you can define, according to alpha and your beta, you can define how many impressions you must have in order to have a result. But for example, using Google Ads, on a conversion rate baseline of 10%, we need to have at least 50,000 impressions over your ad to have a conclusive result on each variant. You need to have 50,000 impressions to have a, but it's a guess based on this baseline of 10% on this business, on B2C business. So you need to perform this analysis before you start testing.
So where can you start in terms of performing an analysis?
Basically, this analysis is to look, for example, to define where you're gonna be at your statistics parameters. For example, I like to use a statistical significance of 90%. So according to that, you can get back and then estimate how many impressions you're gonna have. And of course, I've seen large campaigns that you can have 99.99%, for example, and it's okay because the impressions are so big that allows you to have this flexibility over the statistics in a window of time of basically of 1 week, for example. In 1 week, you can find this kind of significance on your tests. But it depends a lot of your case, of your scenario. So you need to make this analysis based on your parameters, your initial parameters, what the significant statistical significance we're gonna use, and then you can estimate how many impressions you need to have in order to have a good result.
That's great explanation. So I don't have any further questions unless you want to provide a conclusion to all of our viewers.
Oh, my conclusion, it's about replicate the CRO knowledge inside your channel. And of course, sometimes you have an experimental program in your company, but not on the ad network. So you can, of course, use the insights that you already have, use the historical, understand what is performing good inside your product, and then bring some insights for your campaign. Of course, you need to pay attention on the user experience. It's very different from a web page, from a landing page. And then you can, of course, bring the main, for example, narratives, the main copies that work inside your product to the campaigns. And of course, you need to perform a linear storytelling. You need to understand that your customer will be the first contact with your brand, with your product on your ads. And then further, you're going to have the second touch, the third touch, so you can provide different information, different product benefits according to the channel, not the other way. Sometimes we try to shape the channel as our product. We try to change the campaign structure, change the events that we are using for optimization, and that's not the solution. You need to shape your product to the ad network. And how you do that? Understanding the user experiment, understanding where your ads are being displayed, how they are being displayed, in what platforms, in what kinds of media. Sometimes it's a video, it's a movie, it's a video. So you need to have an ad that combine with that platform. So it's specific. Even inside Google, you have multiple possibilities of displays. So you need to understand what works better to your product and not the other way. Not try to the ad network to be good to your product. No, your product need to be fitted on the ad network requirements. And after you do this kind of thing, the overview thing, you can do, you can shape your roadmap to experimentation over the ad networks in the same way you do the roadmap for a web page, for a landing page, for an app. But first, you need to understand these kinds of different on these kind of channels, and then you can provide to your you can start the program of tests. And sometimes many persons ask it, what's the best? What's the velocity I need to have? How many tests should I perform? No, that's not a one answer for that. Oh, should I focus on quality over amount of tests? No, I think you have to focus, of course, on the best of the two worlds. You have to have velocity over your tests, multiple tests, but you have to have quality. If you can choose only one, I like to start with the velocity. I like to first understand where you can test, where you have traffic or where you have impressions enough to test. And after you make this arrangement and start running your test program, you start to optimizing then. You first understand, what are the problems? We are having a lot of inconclusive tests. Why? So probably our sample rate is not okay. We need to do to improve, to let the campaigns run for more than 1 week, 2 weeks, or sometimes an entire month to have conclusive results. So after you start at your maximum velocity that you estimate, of course, you start to improve in the quality. Sometimes the hypotheses are not okay. We are testing only copy, and it's not providing any effect over our metrics. So let's start different ad shapes. Let's use video. Let's use GIFs now. So we have many possibilities to test. But before we start to improve in the quality of the test, I like to work on the maximum velocity. So I think that's kind of my way to think to improve the results. And of course, to bring results for the company sooner.
I agree. And I think like having experimentation on one platform or on the ad networks kind of helped us, you know, people who optimize on the website. And they kind of like work hand in hand. It's like, okay, what's winning on yours? What's winning on mine? Let's combine them together and let's make it better. And yeah, I feel like some companies might lack that cooperation or collaboration between platforms. But it is kind of like good to get learnings from different channels to apply it to the specific channel that you're tasked with. So yeah, it's really good insights, John. We really enjoyed the conversation and really learned a lot from your experience. And yeah, we're looking forward to having you again with another topic with experimentation.
Oh, it would be a pleasure. I'm a great fan of Experiment Nation. I've been following Romil and all the team more than 2 years now, and I'm really happy to be here, and count with me to another.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
This is Romo Santiago from Experiment Nation. Every week, we share interviews with and conference sessions by our favorite conversion rate optimizers from around the world. So if you like this video, smash that like button and consider subscribing. It helps us a bunch. Now back to the episode.